Welcome to the podcast. This is Nico Nakaze, and today I have a very special guest with me, my mom, Tina Mikula. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place, suspended from school. I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. I shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor enough. When and where were you born?
I was born in Tbilisi, Georgia, 1984.
What specific part of Georgia were you born in?
The capital, Tbilisi.
How many different countries did you live in through childhood?
So, I lived in Georgia for 10 years. I was in fifth grade when I first came to the United States. And I lived in Washington, D.C. for a year and a half. Then I moved to Austria, Vienna, for 6 years, and then back to the United States, Washington, D.C., then to Los Angeles, and then I've been to Houston for 12 years already. So this is the most I lived anywhere in my life, the longest.
What were your parents' occupations?
My mother taught English in Georgia and university, and my father, he was geographer. His profession was economic geography, but then he was a diplomat. He was an ambassador of Georgia to the United States, to Austria, and Switzerland. Also, Mexico and Canada. So, Mexico and Canada while he was ambassador of U.S., so he covered all three countries together, but we were based in Washington, D.C.
So, is that the main reason why you lived in so many different countries growing up?
Yes, that was the main reason why I moved from one country to another. And I had to study new languages and adjust to new environment and culture. At the beginning, it was always so hard for me to leave my friends and study a new language. But I have gained so much from all the experiences.
How long did it take you to learn new languages, like such as English and German?
So, English, I studied in Georgia, just, maybe several years, English was easier for me to study, because as soon as I moved to U.S., I was in fifth grade. Maybe it took me, I don't know how long, but maybe 2 months to start speaking. But I think I started speaking very soon because I already had some base, in English. But I remember, even though I thought I understood some English, when I came to U.S., I didn't really understand anything. The first day of school, I was so nervous. I remember my father told me, just when you don't understand anything, you say, "I don't understand." So that's what I kept saying the whole, for several. Everybody was so helpful. And,
what was the most trouble that you ever got into as a kid?
Trouble? You mean in school or?
Just anywhere.
Oh, when? Very, very little when I was maybe, 2, 3 years old, and my sister, who is 2 years younger than me, I was very jealous when she was born, and I kept scratching her, and I didn't know, doing all kinds of work.
What was your house like growing up? Yeah. Yeah.
We had two bedrooms. One was for me and my sister, and one for my parents. It was a small apartment.
Did anyone in your family serve in the military?
No. Oh, my grandfather in World War II. Because Georgia was part of Soviet Union. So he was 4 years in the locker.
Oh.
And everybody thought that he was dead, actually. So no communication. He survived. He passed away when he was 81. And as a child, I loved staying at my grandparents' place because my grandfather told me all the war stories and just loved listening.
Did you have any pets growing up?
No pets.
What are some regrets that you have in life?
Regrets. I wish I listened to my parents' advices more.
What's the greatest advice that you have for me? What's the best advice?
For you? For you not to waste time and just do your maximum. Study as much as you can and read as many books as you can and also enjoy life and meet new people. Study a new language because a new language gives you so much, not only language, but you study about new country, culture, travel.
How and where did you meet my dad?
I met your dad in Washington. It was George Washington University. There was a reception when our president was newly elected. All the Georgians were there. We just accidentally met each other, but we stayed in touch for several years, and then we fell in love.
What is something that you've accomplished that you're very proud of?
Very proud of my family and my beautiful kids. That's my biggest accomplishment, I think.
All right, thank you very much. And tune in for episode 2 next year.